I'm Lindsay.
I'm Amanda.
And this is The Bitch in My Voice. The Bitch in My Voice. We're just going to narrate every single week until we get a different
Yeah,
song.
We're going to do something fun.
So Amanda and I have a special surprise for all of our listeners.
Yup.
This is a bonus episode.
Yeah, it's just... It's an extra
episode. It's a funsies.
Pre-recorded extra episode.
We got to chatting about some things that at the time were relevant somewhat, but it was a bit of a tangent, so we decided, fuck it, we'll just make it a bonus episode. So
because there was so much.
So it's very random. It's very like, what the fuck, all over the place, but we just couldn't not put it out there. So now it's out there. And... You know, enjoy. You guys just have a nice time and, you know, go be weird.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. Well, on a real episode.
On a real episode.
We'll be there. We'll be there to catch you
all. We're like, oh my God, that was such a terrible episode. Oh, here's a regular one.
What was that? We know.
I'm traumatized. So, you know, anyways, enjoy.
Enjoy.
I have been involved in a situation where I had two friends that I had equal stakes.
Okay.
Husband and wife, I had equal stakes in both of them.
That was the same situation I was in.
Okay. So he told my ex at the time, well, at the time, my husband, but
Yeah.
So now my ex, he told him what was happening, that he was having this affair, and not just like one night stander, like full-on affair, emotional, sexual, all of the things.
Yeah.
Okay. He went on for like... a long time. Yes.
Okay.
When I found out, it was like 9 months in.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, you know what? You tell your friend, you tell your boy that he has 2 weeks to tell her. Because they had kids together.
Yeah.
They had a house together. They had everything that a husband and wife has. But also, you are not giving the other party an opportunity to make a choice. As far as they know, they're just going on living their fucking lives. Like, nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
Why waste more of that person's time that would be with this dirtbag person that, if they knew, would be like, we're fucking done.
Yeah.
Why continue that? Why perpetuate that?
Well, yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, listen, you guys are both my friends, but I know you have no plans on telling her, so you've got 2 weeks. And if you don't tell her, I will. And he told her. Because he needed something to, like, be at fucking stake. He needed something to push him out of the bullshit.
See, the situation that I was in, it started with him doing things with someone else, multiple people, all the time. And so she wasn't unfamiliar with his wandering ways. But then she started doing things.
Okay.
A lot of us knew, but we weren't going to be the ones to tell the other one. We're like, okay, this Rome will fall eventually. However, he knew he should have told her. We were all like, you should probably tell her. So it was just one of those things where it's like, if I had said to her, hey, this is what I know about that, it would have turned on us going, like, we're the bad guys. It's like, no, we're like the innocent middle party here. Like, you
already
need to take your anger that way.
Because she's already accepted a certain level
by
of
not
that.
Saying anything, she also got angry. So it was like, no matter the path we chose, it's still, and for him, it was just like.
Which I understand,
you know,
that.
So
to
it does,
a certain
you know, for that whole situation, I don't fault the friends that do sometimes know because. Really, it's not their fucking business.
No, it's
not. To go, hey, guess what? But what you should be doing is you should go, if you cannot, like, if you really care about your friend, to be completely honest, I think you should probably go, I don't like what you're doing. I don't agree with it. Whether you're friends with that person's significant other or not, whatever the situation is, either you stop it or I don't want to associate with you right now. Give them that ultimatum.
Exactly.
Don't go, you have to tell them. Because you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Right.
If, you know, back to last episode. It really doesn't matter if you say anything or not, but I don't have to keep associating with you.
Correct.
And if they really like your friendship and they care about then whatever you got, then they'll do something. If they don't, then guess what? I'll be here whenever you decide to, like,
do whatever.
But, like, it's not my fucking place
no.
and say anything.
And strictly speaking, in this very specific situation, I have a problem with it because the group of friends is so fucking tight-knit. Mm-hmm. And two,
well, and a lot of them saw the shit and all the, and people were saying things and other people didn't believe it. And there was just a lot of like...
Well, here's the problem.
I feel like they all doubt each other because everybody's some shit.
No, and... see, and this is where if you know, mm-hmm. if you watch, mm-hmm. then you'd be like, oh, okay. Because there's a lot of like shit out there that mm-hmm. Tom Sandoval has purposefully... put out there
yeah.
that are bullshit lies. And I'm going according to not only what Ariana is saying now that mm-hmm. she's speaking out, but also every single other person yeah. involved.
Well, but you even were saying Tom that Schwartz. One chick was like, I was telling you guys this whole time yeah. and nobody believed her. So that's what I'm saying. Like, people know things, but they're like, nobody believes each other.
But no, it's not that. It's that Lala has never liked Raquel. She's mm-hmm. had a problem with her from day one. She just didn't vibe with her. Mm-hmm. Everyone else was like, I don't see the problem. She's a nice girl. Because mm-hmm. to them, she was.
Right.
But Lala had been through some shit that she recognized. Her bullshit filter was yeah. like fully open. And she's like, nah, girl, I see you.
Okay. Yeah.
If the other people in the group had gone through what Lala had gone through, mm-hmm. I think that they probably would have had a similar opinion of her.
Right, sure. So
Lala was like on an island mm-hmm. and she's like, okay, fine. Like something doesn't vibe, but it could have also been chalked up to she's jealous because there was a whole like boy well, triangle that's what I'm saying. Involved. Like
people knew things and no one else believed it.
No, but it's not that she couldn't point at something and be like, this evidence here. She was just like, that. Something doesn't
but
vibe.
But it's still the same thing where she knew something and everyone else didn't believe her.
No, it's not that. She was not like, I know this. She's yeah. like, I don't like it. Something yeah. doesn't vibe.
Yeah.
Which is different than like, look at the evidence, yeah. right? So it could just be that they don't get along, which is perfectly fine, yeah. but like not a reason for everyone to hate her, you right. know? So it's like, okay, fair. They all took in whatever they were seeing and receiving. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Tom and Raquel were very good at what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were very deceptive. Well, when you
don't want people to know what you're doing, yes. you're going to do what you right. need to do. And, I mean, I've done the same thing. I dated a guy for like a year and nobody knew it because mm-hmm. we didn't talk to each other when other people were like, yeah. it's not hard to like no. keep your personal life personal well, and like, you
except
know.
Except for when you're on a national fucking TV show.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously they could keep it hidden because nobody knew about it till like shit hit the fan.
But what here was the problem. Mm-hmm. Tom Sandoval is very good. He's very good. He's had lots of practice. Mm-hmm. So every time that something did get brought up that was like, oh, it was almost like a perfect storm of like just near misses. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, oh, you know, they saw you at the Abbey and you were like kissing and making out. And Tom just immediately gaslit every single human involved and was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. La, 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 la. Manipulated the whole situation mm-hmm. so that everyone like backed off of that.
Yeah.
Because he comes in so hard. Everyone's like, whoa, okay, all right, sorry, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was the Raquel and Tom at Coachella last year, mm-hmm. but somebody fucked up and they missaid. They're like, oh, it was Raquel and Tom Schwartz. So then they ran with that. And they're like, great, Tom Schwartz and Raquel have this little like, ooh, little flirtatious, like yeah. we're going to make out and stuff. So that like shoved people off the scent for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Schwartz was newly single.
Yeah.
So that made sense. So they're like, yeah, let's roll with this. Mm-hmm. When that all happened, there was like a little enough to be like, what the fuck? But mm-hmm. also enough to be like, that could be explained away or like somebody was mistaken or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
So it wasn't like the group was like cannibalizing on itself and being like, oh my God, you know, like, no, fuck you. What are you talking about? It was more that there was like the way that Raquel was presenting herself. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the whole season of this season, mm-hmm. every girl on the show has said, if you had just seen this, if you had just seen the footage and heard her speak and heard her talk, Raquel would have won the season.
Yeah.
Because she was presenting all of these things as this like beauty queen, sweet little girl. And like not in a fakey gross way, but in yeah. a way that everyone's like, no, I think she's cool. I like, you know,
yeah.
I liked her going into this season before everything hit the fan. Like mm-hmm. I thought she was cool. And I was happy for her when she broke up with James Kennedy and everything. Mm-hmm. So like I was hoping she was going to have like a revival season and like, you know, single roll summer or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
We were all rooting for her. So to come off that high of last season, mm-hmm. we were carrying that through.
Yeah.
And then when she was like, I'm really growing into myself and finding my own independence and blah, blah, blah. We're like, yeah, of course, girl. Like, get it, mm-hmm. you know? So if we didn't know what we know mm-hmm. now, she would have won the fucking season.
Yeah.
She would have just.
Well, she found her independence, but she found it in someone else's bed.
Right, so. right. So there's a lot of like moving parts. And the thing is.
People, I mean, I'm sure she's a really nice girl anyways. I'm sure she's not like a terrible person, but she just makes really terrible decisions that affect other people.
So here's my theory about her.
What's the reason that she broke up with her ex anyways? What was that whole...
James Kennedy was not good for her.
Just kind of a schmuck?
He was a schmuck, and he wasn't really treating her well. And you know, we all agreed, like, collectively.
That was a good choice,
choice, okay. Yeah, no matter what. Because they were just not
but
good.
But she went from one schmuck to another schmuck.
Yes.
That's her type.
It's toxic
men. She's a Jacqueline. Yes. For sure.
But so my theory about her, though, is mm-hmm. not because like even in Lisa Vanderpump was like when she talked to Tom about it, she said, oh, well, you're not a bad person. You just made bad choices that like hurt people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is a very fine line mm-hmm. between somebody who is capable of all of those things. Mm-hmm. It's not like he made one bad choice. Yeah. It's not like he fucked up one time.
Yeah.
It's the history. How long do you go before you say that person's not a good person? How long? What else do they have to do?
Yeah.
Because it's not even just the cheating. It's not even the multiple cheating that he had, that he admitted to later.
Yeah.
For cheating on Ariana at least 3 times that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Separate people.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's such a swell guy.
Right? So not only that, but mm-hmm. you have the full just railroading women. History of railroading women
mm-hmm.
to the point where it's like you're literally pulling the patriarchy card out and treating women terribly because they're women.
Oh, he's and because one of those you guys.
Can. Yeah. I know that everyone wants to be like, oh, I don't know. I think he just made some bad choices. It's like, no, he is a narcissist who is good at what he does. Mm-hmm. He uses these things to his advantage to move through the world.
Yeah.
To me, that's a bad person. That's not anybody I want to be associated.
Like a capitalist, essentially.
He's opportunistic.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a shit about anyone else but himself.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable of loving, truly loving, like the way that you and I know love anyone else.
Probably not.
Is that a good person? To me, I say no.
Yeah.
It's not anyone I want to be associated with. I don't care.
Yeah.
And her lack of empathy... and mm-hmm. lack of remorse and lack of everything
mm-hmm.
tells me she's on the same fucking track to become exactly him. Just the female version.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, at what point do we say, no, this person is not just making bad choices.
Yeah.
They are making bad choices, but they're also doing it over and over and over and purposefully and to get that what they want.
Yeah, they're just being selfish. Like they're doing all their decisions for them and not...
Right.
For anyone else.
So when do we say that person's a bad person?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where do we draw the fucking line?
Yeah.
It just feels so, like, the line is so far gone at this point. I'm like, I don't know how any of them are going to go back to work next season. They've already been picked up for another season.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to just, like.
They should just cut him. Be like, bye.
So I think.
It was fun.
I think they're going to cut her.
Might as well. I mean, is she who's the more dead weight? Her?
Well, he's more dead weight, but he's more integrated into the group than she is. She's a latecomer. She literally, her goal was to get on the show.
Yeah, you might as well just cut her then.
Yeah.
Cut that dead limb.
And after, well.
Because if she wasn't there in the first place, then who knows if any of this would have even happened.
Well, I think that she was definitely chasing after Tom and also James Kennedy to be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, that was her goal.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if she was never there, if any of this stuff would have never happened. Because sometimes one person could just be the catalyst for the entire thing.
I think that Sandoval still would have had affairs and stuff with other people. It just mm-hmm. happened to be Raquel because she was there and she was willing. And she was willing to the level of deceit.
Yeah.
She was willing to co-sign on all the leases.
Yeah.
Just like Schwartz.
And she just doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Who gets hurt, and clearly.
And you'll see in the finale, like, the way that Schwartz is talking, like, Schwartz gets away with a lot because he seems very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
He seems very, like, oh, I'm just, you know, like, it's so unfortunate. And you're like, okay, but actually, are you sorry? Or are you just sad that people are mad at you right now? Like, not really having anything to do with what, you know, you not being accountable mm-hmm. and actually being sorry for the things that you've done.
Yeah.
You haven't actually... really apologized in the way that you and I accept of, like, this is what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't actually said.
Yeah.
He keeps saying things like, well, I knew for a while, and like avoiding the question. And,
yeah,
you know, but it's like clear throughout the season. I mean, we're literally fucking watching it happen on TV. Yeah. That's the thing. They're telling us one thing, mm-hmm. and then we're watching something else.
Yeah.
So if none of this had been captured, we would have all been like, total ruse would have been pulled, yeah. you know, because we would have been like, what are you talking about?
What happened?
Yeah. Because from what they say, you know, and we don't really have any reason to, like, not believe them.
Yeah.
Because they haven't presented that before. Not to this level.
Yeah.
Tom sort of presented it before.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Madness.
It's so much.
It's so much. And the reason why it keeps churning mm-hmm. is because he is not saying and admitting and just being like, yep, this is what happened.
That I fucked up.
And I'm sorry.
I think he's just not, because it's already implied what he did. And he's like, I just don't feel like saying it. And it's like,
no, he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be accountable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone knows what he's already done. So, I mean, he's being held accountable anyways, whether he wants to or not.
But he's doing the oh, boo-hoo tour of like, oh, my God, I'm just getting reamed. It's like, yeah, bro, what did you expect?
Yeah.
And it's not that we are so unforgiving or that the public is so terrible.
Yeah.
It's that you need to recognize your part in this.
Yeah.
And the fact that literally you could
tell the public's going to go on anyways.
Yeah, so,
like,
for sure.
That's the part that, like, I think he realizes is the, like, big scheme of things. It doesn't matter. Because he's still gonna get his foot in the door.
He's gonna
with
get
stuff.
A ration of shit. That's unavoidable.
Well, yeah.
But people respond so much better to a actual public, sincere apology mm-hmm. and be like, I'm gonna move on and work on myself, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Versus literally saying nothing. Or when you do speak up, you're making a bunch of fucking excuses for yourself and like not actually owning up to what happened.
Yeah.
He's skirted the issue.
But those guys always come back anyways. It doesn't matter how bad they are, they always end up coming back and the public forgets about it and then they move on.
I doubt it in this particular case.
We'll see. He's like a fucking roach. He's just going to keep coming back and people are like, man, this guy again. It's no. like, yep.
I think we're going to be a public of hashtag never forget in the sense that because he is done what he's done and doubled down and doubled down and doubled down, it's like, no, bro. Until he comes out and says his part and apologizes specifically and says, this is what I did. This is mm-hmm. the full truth. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm sorry for. And I know that I did this and I know that I did that. All he needs to do is acknowledge,
mm-hmm.
apologize, and move forward and do better.
Mm-hmm.
If he does all of those things, then yeah. But he won't.
I don't think the public, after time, is going to give a fuck either way.
That's just how it is. Okay, well, look at Amber Heard.
Yeah, but... We're talking about someone that essentially ruined someone else's career by blatant lies. Like, okay. It's a little bit different.
In that her career didn't get ruined?
Not really. I mean, it did, but it didn't.
No, it didn't. It actually went better for her, but it did ruin her life.
Yeah, but she's like... people have moved on from it. So, I mean, no one cares anymore.
But what I'm saying is you don't see her working. Mm-hmm. You don't see her doing movies. You don't see her picking up acting gigs. She moved out of the fucking country.
Yeah, but he's a guy and he cheated. He didn't lie about, like, other things.
He lied about everything.
Right, but the thing is, he's a guy who cheated. He's not a woman who said, oh, I was abused by a man and made the whole thing up. It's literally like the people will forget about it faster than her because he's a guy.
I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. I don't think in this case it's going to be that easy.
I don't think it'll be any different. Like, I don't think that they'll forget about it. Because dudes in Hollywood cheat all the fucking time. That's the problem.
But again, the cheating is irrelevant. Take the cheating out of it.
Yeah.
The bigger part is that he's literally looking at America mm-hmm. and being like, you guys are so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just play to that stupidity mm-hmm. over and over and over.
Yeah.
And he's
it blatantly. If it was that big of a deal, they would have already, like, said, we want him off the show. And nobody's done that.
Well, they haven't said anything about, they just know that they're picked up for a new season. The new cast has not
literally been announced. They could have, like, petitioned and been like, we want him gone. We don't want him on here anymore. Well, something could have happened and it hasn't happened.
Because they haven't started filming the new season. The new season contracts have not, they are picked up, but they are not, contracts have not been signed. Mm-hmm. So who knows what the fuck's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
But it's not that Bravo needs to sign off on anything. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the public and being like, oh, he'll continue on, he'll continue on and continue on.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is he'll do one more season
mm-hmm.
to button this bitch up once and for all
yeah.
and really just push him out and then he's going to be done. I think he'll get one more season.
Do you think he'll leave on his own or they'll push him out?
I think they'll push him out. The entire group. The rest of the friend group.
Yeah.
Because these are all real friends.
They'll shut him out and then Bravo will be like, we're done with you. Exactly. You're not coming back.
Exactly. And that's
where we'll give him a season and see what happens.
I think it'll die after that. I don't think the public's going to be like, oh, it's fine.
Well, I'm not saying that they think it's fine, but like knowing how the public works with how much time I spend on social media and looking at things and seeing trends and stuff, men are forgiven far more often and shit's forgotten about because they cheat so often. They do these things so often.
I agree.
When it's women, women get blackballed like instantly.
I agree with that.
So
but
it's
I think
just
in
like,
this particular instance, because mm-hmm. Ariana is so beyond lovable. Mm-hmm. And she's done everything with class and elegance and like everything she has to say is, yeah. you know, sharp and true, but also just said with such grace and mm-hmm. elegance that she's so much more of a lovable character
yeah.
that number one, our hatred for him is like separate and apart, yeah. but our love for her mm-hmm. will like outshine everything. And I think people's energy will be so into like supporting her and supporting what she's doing and seeing what's going on with her that everyone will just sort of forget about him. Mm-hmm. And in that way, it'll be like, yeah, they'll forget mm-hmm. about him. They'll be like, we don't fucking care about you anymore. Like, you are irrelevant now.
Yeah.
And now we're worried about what's going on with Ariana and like, how's she doing?
Yeah.
We don't give a shit about what's
we'll
going
see.
On with you.
I don't think it's going to matter. I think he'll, like, people will stop caring for a while, but I don't think it's going to change much in the long run.
I don't think he's going to have anything big going on. I don't think he's going to do anything after this. Mm-hmm. I think he'll have, like I said, one more season, and then he's going to be done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it'll just continue on. And then I think after that, they may bring back some old characters. Mm-hmm. Some old people that used to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And then that's where they'll build it from, is yeah. they'll just bring back old cast members. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where it's going. I think she's going to be gone. He's going to come on for one more. They're going to kick him out, basically. They're just going to make him, like, hate life.
Probably.
He'll be like, I'm fucking done. And then everyone's just going to be like, okay, bye.
I guess we'll see.
Right? I think their restaurant... Well, and plus their restaurant is, like, really struggling right now.
They're the Schwartz and Sandy's.
Sandy's.
Yeah, I think I saw some article thing about that going to close, or I don't know. They had something, some
well,
random
because,
thing about...
because of his financial situation. Because
he's paying people that shouldn't be paying.
Well, not only that, but he put part of... He remortgaged the house that him and Ariana have together to put money into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so he owes a lot of people money. They're probably going to have to sell the house.
They should sell the house anyways.
Well, that's what she wants. Go their separate ways. And then he's probably going to have to file for bankruptcy.
Well, bless him.
And I wish that you knew more of the history because, like, Jax Taylor has been on a bunch of interviews and stuff. And, like, what he has to say is, like, so... Because he has no skin in the game as far as, like, worried about saying things. Mm-hmm. He does not give a fuck. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, I knew about that. I knew about that. I knew about that. And I tried to tell everybody what was happening. Nobody wanted to listen to, like, what I had to say because he's a giant, big, fat piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
So, like, trash is trash and nobody wanted to hear it from him. So they just thought that Jax was trying to be, like... No, don't look at me.
Hate on everyone.
Yeah.
And
just try
to deflect
from what was going on with him.
Yeah.
But coincidentally, he was telling the truth. With
yeah.
Like,
another situation where somebody knows something and nobody believes it.
Well, but you also have to realize not everything that Jax Taylor says is true.
Well,
and he's
sure.
also been caught in lies.
Yeah.
So it's
sure.
like, yeah, 50% of the time he's telling the truth, 50% he's not. You know, like,
yeah.
You have to kind of take that for what it's worth. But the thing with Lala is that she kept getting these, like, signs mm-hmm. of, like, behavior that she recognizes.
Yeah.
For what she went through with her ex, other people weren't seeing that. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, okay, is this just Lala hating on Raquel, or is this just Lala being Lala, or what is this? Mm-hmm. And since, of course, they've all come together and been like, okay, sorry about that. You were right, and, like, we apologize to you for, like, not believing you.
Yeah.
And all the things, but nobody wanted to believe it. Even when it happened, even when it came out, everyone was like, what? No, this can't be true. If Ariana herself wasn't the one who found it out, mm-hmm. I don't think people would have believed it for weeks.
Probably.
It's so much. And then I got this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
So she back.
Why?
I don't know. And I, like, I'm worried.
Did you talk to, what's his?
He
talked to your neighbor?
Silver Fox contacted him Monday.
And was like, WTF, broski?
Invited him over. Or no, Tuesday. I'm sorry. Or
he
Wednesday.
Went and then he came back.
Yeah,
right?
He was back Tuesday. She was there the entire time. And then I thought she was fucking leaving. And then he came back And Scott had invited him over for dinner on Wednesday night, the day after he came back. And he said, no, we're working on, like, figuring out financial stuff.
Oh.
And so we're like, oh, okay, fine. But since then, she's been there since fucking Wednesday.
Is he there as well?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He left all day on Wednesday. He was gone, like, the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been there today all day. And I'm just like, dude, like, please do not let this snake come back. I can't.
Well, tell him to tell him.
Well, you know what? He got kind of mad at me because I...
Who did?
Scotty. Because I think he was mad at something else, but it came out at me a little
bit. He needs to learn how to compartmentalize.
I know. But he was like, I could have kind of... I'm like, why the fuck does she need to be there? And he's like, I don't know, but it's none of our fucking business. And I'm like, you're not wrong. But it's not like we haven't been like...
Because you like drama and gossip.
Well, I do. But
it's the crux of watching reality TV.
It is. But... I also am looking out for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to know because I'm worried that she's finagled her way back in at a time when he's very vulnerable. If I were closer friends with him, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Because otherwise he's going to pull a...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's...
Definitely have to cut this part out.
I know, right? And that's what I'm worried about because I don't want him to be... I don't want him to be screwed over more so than he already has been.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking to myself, bro, you've already burned the wedding photos. You've already burned every single piece of evidence you have together. You've already gone through that process. So, like, what the fuck has changed? And maybe nothing. Maybe he is being very platonic.
He's taking the high road.
Taking the high road, letting her stay there. Technically, he can't kick her out of her own home.
Nope, he can't.
So, like, maybe she's pulling that on him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe he's playing nice just to play nice and keep things on the straight and narrow for the next, you know, step. I don't know. But I'm
he's trying,
like,
to be a lawyer. He knows.
I just am, you know, like, what I'm saying?
He's not stupid. He knows.
But I loved it way better when he was scorched earth because it was like, yeah, no, that's what needs to happen. It's like, get the poison out, cut the cancer out now.
Yeah.
And now he's,
but you,
like,
have to play nice.
Yeah. So
sometimes,
right,
to which, be evil, to be the villain, you have to be nice,
which I'm hoping is what's happening. I'm hoping he's smarter than all of this and that's what he's doing.
He's being the villain. He has to be.
Fingers crossed. I really hope to God he's smarter than that.
Why would you want to go back to that?
Well, the other thing is, he's a guy, and what do guys think with?
Yeah, but
so I'm worried that that's how
he,
she,
like,
got back
sharing
in. If she has weaseled her way back in more ways than...
Do you know what I said once in that same situation?
Mm-hmm.
My exact words were, we can talk about this all we want, and we can, you can apologize, and we can do whatever, but all this does is put a Band-Aid over the situation, right? It doesn't create solutions.
Correct.
I said, so if you really truly want to think that you can, we can just pick up where we left off, here's all the things you're losing. Privacy for one. So that means from this day forward, I get to ask you, where are you going? Who are you with? What time are you coming home?
Yeah.
I also, because I already know the passwords to everything that you have a password for,
yep,
I will now be routinely checking all of your things. I will log into all of your stuff all of the time and look whenever the fuck I want, because you've lost that right officially.
Random drug test.
If you're like, oh, I'm going somewhere, I'm going to come with you. So, like, all the things, the privacy and the luxuries that you have, they're gone now.
Yeah.
You do not have, it's like a child being grounded and you've lost all your things. That's you, and you have to slowly earn those things back. And I was like, you know what, that's a lot of time and a lot of energy, and I don't actually want to do those things,
right?
So,
but I have to trust you,
right? But I have to be that person now, because you've made me that person.
Yeah.
So you choose, do you actually want to sit down and figure this out and realize, should we move forward, or is this a realization that we don't actually belong together anymore because you want to do other things?
Right.
Because if you want to work on things, that's the reality. You are mine now.
Right. And by the way,
that's it.
If you are so sorry and so remorseful and all of those things, you would be willing to do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because if I would, if it were me in that situation and I really fucked up like that and I really wanted to make it work, I'd be like, Brohim, I'm here. Like, do whatever you need to do. My phone is an open book. Whatever.
You know what I should have said? I should have been like, well, today's the day for a joint Facebook account.
A picture of you two. Like,
close all your shit, because now it's ours.
Yeah, either that or just fucking close everything and have no social media.
No, the joint's way better, because then everyone knows, like
presents.
Like,
There is a website that you can actually go on that posts, because there was no forum for women who were getting love bombed. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a, like, are you dating my boyfriend? I think.
Oh, I've seen it. Gist. I know what you're talking about.
So good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I fully support this because
there's a Facebook group that I'm a part of that's the same thing. But that website you're talking about, I know exactly what you're talking about because I was like, okay. Yeah,
you're all
about to find out, right? I mean, I didn't need that. I did.
No, but it's good to post stuff on there to be like, just so everyone knows. Like,
yeah. But that's the conversation that I was like,
yeah,
just so you know, all the luxuries you had gone.
Right.
You don't have those anymore.
And if that's a life you're willing to sign up for,
yeah,
then great.
He was like, oh, it's not fair. I'm like, that's not my problem.
That's not fair.
That's not my problem. You made this decision for you.
Yeah. Yeah, your choices
make... Thanks for making me that person.
Right.
Because I have to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's a reality that people aren't willing to do when it comes to stuff like that. Like, you have to be like, well, I wasn't this person before, but now I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Because I can, and you're making me be that
And way. You did this. Your choices did this.
Yep.
I didn't blow up my world. You blew up our world. So now you get to fucking pay the price.
Yeah.
You get to push...
Oh, your mom is texting us. Let me text her back real fast.
Texting us. Joint phone.
All the messages come into my phone.
Just and CC.
Oh, hey, yeah, he's in the shower. I'll text you back. Oh, Katie messaged you on Instagram. Hey, girl, what's up? He's busy right now.
So funny. So funny.
It's just you, God.
It's just you.
No, I never became, I was never ever that person that ever had the desire to go into someone else's phone or someone else's stuff. And there was one guy I dated years ago that it had started with him. And it was a really weird like moment because I'm like, something just, you know, you get that feeling in your gut where I'm like, something doesn't make sense. Like this person... You're too friendly with this person. He was like, yeah, you can stay in my room because we lived in the barracks. He's like, you can stay in my room when I'm not here, this and that. And I was like, okay. And normally when that olive branch is extended, you don't think anything of it, right? And, you know, being a girl, you unintentionally like casually snoop through things just because you're like, ooh, what's he keep in his drawers? And just in like, what's his closet look like? Like,
how women are women.
You know, you're not even like looking for anything. Yeah, you just want to be nosy just to be nosy. You're like, does he have silverware in the silverware drawer? Like, what's going on here?
Silverware in the silverware drawer.
Or there's like random things because guys just have random shit.
There's wooden spoons in the silverware drawer. You know,
I'm like on his computer, I'm like, oh, I'll just like go on the internet, do whatever. And it's like, boo-doo them all.
Oh, hey.
What's this?
Hey, girl.
And I just see all these random things and I'm like, but that's also how I found out shit about his past, which puzzle pieced certain things about him together, which made me understand why he did the things that he did. It doesn't excuse his actions, but it actually helped me understand how he justified it to himself, why what he was doing was okay.
Yeah.
He thought doing the things he did to me was going to correct the fucked up things that person did to him. And it was like one wrong corrects the other and this and that. And how she did him dirty was really bad. And I had told him, I was like, it's not fair what you did. Like, I'm mad at you for it. But because I understood those things, I'm like, I was like, I get the whole picture. Like, I kind of...
I mean, it depends. Every situation is
different. It's all circumstantial, but, you know, some people just do fucked up things because that's just the way they are. But in his situation, it made a lot of sense why he did what he did because it seemed like the right thing to him. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, it was like, it was so very wrong. And I'm like, it was very wrong.
Yeah.
And the funniest part about it is the person he dated after me and married and has kids with, she knows nothing about anyone before because he's like, I'm going to learn and I'm just going to like clean slate, move forward. Cause a conversation had happened, but this was before they got married. And I was like, somehow we got talking about that. And I'm like, she doesn't know anything. He's like, I'm not telling her shit about anyone or anything.
Wouldn't you want to like,
I don't know. I think he just,
cause for me, clean slate is like recognizing, oh yeah, that's a life I don't want for myself anymore. And
I don't know.
See, you don't know Jax Taylor, so you know now. But, like, he's basically come out ever since this whole, like, Tom Sandoval thing, he's come out and said, listen, I know dirtbags because I was a fucking dirtbag. I was slimy. Well, I was terrible. I cheated on my girlfriend at the time. They're now married.
Yeah.
But, like, I also hated myself.
Right.
And I was, in this very depressed state.
Well, which I think that's why he chose not to, is because he hated himself. So he's like, fine. I'm just going to clean slate turned out. And that's fine, whatever.
He's I know, but I just can't even imagine. Slate.
I mean, that's his choice.
It's his thing. But like, it sucks that he's not giving her that choice.
But she doesn't need to know because it's not affecting her life.
But it does affect the person she's married to.
Not really. Because yeah, it does. It doesn't. Because
she doesn't know that full person.
But he's not the same person.
It doesn't matter. He's completely different. Knowing, understanding where he came from is part of the person. That's who molds part of who you are. Your past molds you.
I'm aware of that. But in his instance, it doesn't. Who he is now is a far better person than he was before.
That's fine.
So
that's fine. But it's important to be like, if anything,
he's a better person with her.
Yeah, that's all fine.
No matter what. Like,
but to me, if he's truly clean slate, leaving the past in the past, mm-hmm. he has to recognize and be like, yeah, this is what happened. I'm not that person recognize anymore.
It, but he doesn't have any need to tell her. That's the thing. Because it doesn't affect
If I were his wife, I'd want to know. I don't care.
But if you don't know anything about it and it doesn't affect anything.
But if I found out later, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you tell me about this?
I mean, I feel like that's something that's not that important.
To me, totally important. History like that is fully important. It shapes the person who you are.
I mean, no, it does. But if that person's the actions they had before you met them, those never surface the entire time you're together. And let's say you heard about it from, let's say, a mutual friend of ours, right? Mm-hmm. That was like, oh, yeah, back in the day, da-da. And you're like, really? Mm-hmm. They were like that? Because the person you know is so far removed from that. The thing is, it's like, that's not who they are anymore. So I don't like.
I understand, but here's the problem. The reasons for him wanting to not disclose it are part of the problem. Even though because he's saying, I fucked up so bad. I don't even want to think about that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to face it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to do anything about it. I don't even want her to know about it. It's basically pretending it never happened. Mm-hmm. And that's not how you truly grow as a person.
Well, I don't know if he's like trying to pretend it never happened. I just think he doesn't want to like keep talking about it and keep rehashing it. And then
it's not to rehash though. It's not like he's having to be accountable to her. All he's doing is just saying like, look, this is what happened. He doesn't have to be like blow by blow.
I mean, if it ever came up, maybe he would, but if there's no reason to be like, hey, guess what? I used to fuck around and cheat on my ex-wife and my ex-girlfriend. No, but
that should have been like a date 4 or 5 conversation.
Probably not. I mean, to be completely
sorry. That's like,
do you ask people like, hey, have you cheated in the past?
I ask people what their past relationships were like, what happened, what went wrong, what went right, what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it. Yeah. Like that was like numero.
But he could have just said, oh, they didn't work out. And she was like, okay. She had no interest. No. But you have to remember it's you and her.
I understand.
So if she didn't care and she was like, okay, they didn't work out.
But he's not letting her choose whether she cares or not is my point.
If she asks a question. We don't know. The thing is,
no, we don't know.
If she asked a question, so if she pulled a you and she asked a question, what were your past relationships like? And he went, they weren't that great. We're not together anymore. And she went, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where they left it. But you probably would have kept going.
But he's lying to her by omission. He's leaving it out and leaving it.
But if she doesn't want to know more, then why just
then she can say that. She can say, oh, that's totally fine. Like, I understand. I don't want
to
know
anymore. Or she can just go, okay, that's fine. Maybe that's all she wanted to know.
Maybe.
I don't know the situation. No, and I just know he doesn't tell her. It's never come up. They've never talked about it.
And that's fine for them. I'm just saying, for me, that's not how I operate. Yeah. I want to know why. I want to know how. I want to know all the things, not to be nosy, just so that I understand. Because, that's part of who he is. That's why he is a better person today. Yeah. And it's okay to say, I fucked up in the past. Because to me, it feels way more slimy to be like, I don't want to bring it up because I don't want her to know. And like, I don't want to upset her. Or I don't want her to think less of me. Or I don't want this. I don't want that. I'm protecting her. That's the kind of bullshit that is exactly happening right now.
But I don't, and he's not that. He's not a Tom or any of those.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that kind of behavior of being like, oh, I'm protecting this person from this information is not being honest.
No, of course
not. And I'm just saying.
But that's not the situation. It's not even remotely close to that.
Okay, well, fine. So, I'm just saying that by him not saying anything, he is lying. By omission, whether she wants to know or not. He's not even letting her choose. And unless she says, I don't want to know anymore, sure, fine, whatever.
Yeah. Because not everyone wants to know all the details.
And that's fair.
And that's not lying if they don't want to know the details. No, it's only lying if they want to know more and you choose to go, I don't want to share it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
And then so even then, is it really lying if you're like, it's my personal business, I don't have to share it?
And then I'd be like, no, you don't. But like, right. Also, if we're going to be in a fucking relationship and I'm going to let you, you know, do the things that you do to me in a relationship, well, right. I'm going to need to know more.
Obviously.
That's just me.
I mean, it's circumstantial, but like, absolutely. If you're not acting that way and there's no reason to be suspicious, then
I just don't think that like a unilateral, oh, I don't talk about that time in my life. Like, I don't, it feels very much like not actually growing. It's mm-hmm. just like, oh, this doesn't exist over here. Yeah. You're very like, a little bit putting the blinders on and just being like, I'm not going to deal with this.
There are some people that are like that, though. There are some people, it's not even that they don't want to, like, they've already dealt with it themselves and they're like, I've dealt with it. I've sorted through it. I don't need you to therapy it for me. I've already dealt with it. So, like, I don't want to talk about it. They just give you the cliff notes and they're like, that's where we'll leave it. And you're like, okay, you just have to kind of
take it
for that.
Yeah. And it depends on what's said.
Yeah.
But if you're literally cliff noting, it was like, oh, we ended badly and like that was it. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like,
but you also have to remember you are only getting one side of the story too. So they could completely bullshit and lie about the whole thing and you're stuck with their side of the story, which is like,
well, you're stuck with their side of the story regardless. No, unless I
know, but you know what I'm saying? So
but
it's like
all I'm saying
it's tricky
is,
business anyways.
But that's like being like, well, everyone could be a fucking liar. It's like, well, yeah, of course. But like the bigger thing is, if someone's not willing to talk about their past because they're like, oh, that's not me anymore, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It feels very, it's like very slippery slope for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, you could be saying that, but also you could just be like completely not facing and actually dealing with the thing.
You don't
want to look at it because it's a dirty fucking closet.
Right.
So that's not actually changing and growing. You're just denying this and like moving forward.
Yeah.
So like, does that make you a better person? Meh. Question mark? I don't know. Depends on the work that you're doing with yourself.
Right.
But to unilaterally just be like, that's not who I am anymore, I don't want to talk about it. It feels very like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're really growing from that situation. Like, growth is more like, no, this happened.
Right.
And this is where I'm going. This is the person I am now.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just my opinion.
But yeah. Everyone's different, though.
I don't like people who make choices for me. I don't like people who, feed me certain.
For me, it's a, I don't know. I feel that everyone is allowed their own fine line of what they consider shareable or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get to decide if it's right or wrong necessarily, depending on the situation. Now, if it's something that directly affects me and something as simple, and this is like real petty and real kind of like, let's say small beans comparison.
Okay.
But we'll talk about like dating apps.
Okay.
Right. So you get on dating apps the option to pick like, do you want kids? I'm not sure. Undecided. Like maybe this or this. Like you get to, there's like options for that. Mm-hmm. Right. Being a person of my age that doesn't have kids, oftentimes the initial thought of a guy that puts on theirs have kids and don't want any more, you've made a decision for me. That right there, I'm all, no, I'm not interested, because you're already telling me I can't have kids because you don't want to have any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a situation where I'm like, I don't like that.
Okay.
But if it was, perhaps they're like undecided or something like that, and then you get to know them and they're like, I'm not really sure if I want to, and there's like all these other, then I'm like, I don't feel like you're taking that option from me because there's like other things going on. But when you just go, well, I've already got them, I don't need to have any more, I'm like, so what about me then? Like, that's like a situation where I'm just like, it's kind of one of those like, I feel like you're actually taking the option away from me. But if it's like you're choosing not to share something from your past, depending on what it is, what we're talking about, right, whether it's like cheating or trauma or whatever, I think there's like a fine line in when and how you should and could disclose those things. And I don't think necessarily like dating, perhaps, that you have to. If you're just like, it, things were the way that they were, it wasn't great, I'd go, okay, I'm going to make a mental note, like earmark that page in the notebook.
Yeah.
And then as things progress, if I'm like, ooh, I'm really starting to like this person, this, and this, I'm going to find a way to come back to that conversation to see if we can get more out.
Right.
But I'm not just going to go, and maybe make a split decision. I'm going to go, fair enough. You have your right to like not disclose all the things. And I don't actually have the right to go, tell me more.
No. So, and all I was saying is that they're fucking married and she doesn't know.
I know.
That's it. That's the big thing for me. I'd need to know before marriage. That's my deadline. But yeah, a day one, day two. We know
people that are married that don't know a lot of things. So.
Well, but that doesn't. But that does. I don't. I'm, yeah, and my opinion of that is that's some shit. That is some bullshit. You're
like, I'd want to know. I'm like, ah, I mean, it doesn't affect anything, but.
What are you talking about?
Our friends.
Oh, but they know.
No.
Oh.
The our friends that were supposed to.
Yeah, no, I know, but they know.
No.
They know. Oh, that thing.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
that.
Yes. No, see,
and but your opinion was the same thing. You're like, well, I would want to know, which is not a wrong thing.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things.
Here's the problem with that.
It's all.
Here's the problem with that.
One, it doesn't affect our situation.
No, it does not. But however.
And it doesn't really affect their situation.
It does affect their situation.
Not really.
It does in the sense that he was not fully honest with her.
Well, I don't think it ever came up.
Amanda.
Did that conversation come up? Probably not.
Okay. Do I need to specifically be like, did you sleep with her? Did you sleep with her? Did you sleep with her? Like, fucking come on. You'd want to know if it were you and a guy and like, if, you know, because it gives you context, right?
Yeah, but I've dated guys that have slept with my friends.
Okay.
Before we dated, and I'm like, okay, who cares?
Okay, that's.
Do you plan to do that again while we're together?
And that's your choice.
Yes or no.
But what if he hid that from you?
I probably still wouldn't care.
Okay.
Because what you did before me was before me.
And that's fine. But she didn't get that choice. She didn't get a choice to care or not. Because no one fucking told her. So she's in the dark. She doesn't get to decide.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, that's on him to say those things.
100%. She gets to decide what she does and doesn't care about. Mm-hmm. And what she does and does not accept.
Yeah. Okay?
She gets to draw boundaries just like anybody else. And we either say nope or yep, we accept that. Right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do think that she should have known. But, again, we are talking about, at a very basic level, like we talked about friendships last week.
Yeah.
At a very basic level, their relationship is so fucking fragile that would have been the end of it.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. It would have been the end of it, even though nothing has actually happened that was, like, a discretion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? An indiscretion.
Right.
So, of course we know that that the person involved is irrational, and that's why he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, then you should probably not be with somebody who's fucking irrational.
That part.
Okay? So, yes, there's multiple things going on. And I still think she has the right to know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, would it make a big fucking difference where the shit that they're in now? No.
No, now it wouldn't. No. If anything, that would have been a perfect thing to throw in. 100%. That would have been the best grenade to be like, boom! But it's too late for that.
It is too late for that.
It's too late. It's a damn shame.
But it's the same, like...
Yeah.
To me... Me and my partner, for what I like and accept, transparency is number one.
Yeah.
I can get past a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
As long as you are transparent and honest.
And your actions. The thing is, that's the other thing. So, which I think is why we slightly disagree on this in particular. Not 100%, but like there's a little bit of like our varying levels of what is accepting because... I'm very action speak louder than words just because of the long history of things that have happened between me and people. Sure. Sometimes the things you've done in the past don't necessarily translate to now.
Sure.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
Right.
Sometimes it's external factors. Sometimes there's a lot of things that come into play. Sometimes you weren't one way and all of a sudden you are, vice versa, blah, blah, blah. So I just take that as like a Blue's Clue. I'm all like,
you're like, I'm going to add it to my door map.
And I use it as like, I don't want to say it's like ammunition, but I'm all a tool in the toolbox in case I need it for later on.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, interesting, this matter. But like, it doesn't necessarily make or break my decision on like if I want to be with that person or if I do or don't trust them because it's like layers of stuff. So I try to
It depends on what it is.
It's like I try to take in a lot of things before I can make a decision.
Here's my problem is that I have grown up around and been around far too many toxic men.
Mm.
I see a scintilla of that little whiff, and I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
Fucking bye. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. But if you're a toxic guy, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't care how arm's length you are in my life. You're fucking gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no space for you.
Yeah.
I don't care what the fuck else you've done as far as like you presented somebody with flowers and you like hugged someone's grandma. Like, I don't care. You're still a toxic man. Just because you did some of these like cute looking things.
Onesie, twosie, nice things. Yeah.
That you want other people to see and you present a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm not fooled by you.
They're the like, I buy flowers on Valentine's Day. It's like, you're dumb.
Yeah, exactly. That to me
is. You should buy flowers because it's Thursday.
That's part of my like no get out of jail free card
policy
because I've seen it too many times that I don't even give it breath. I don't even give it space.
Yeah.
And if I recognize those toxic traits, I'm like, nope, no, no.
It's a good thing you're married.
Right? I would not
you'd be
date
vicious
anyone.
Single.
Anyone.
I'm just like, I'm very ruthless, but I'm also like, I don't know.
I'm understanding to a certain extent, but it also, like you said, if all the other actions are showing me, like they had this one thing that happened like, that they fucked up, like I'm willing to look past that based on the history, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, I mean, Scotty has told me some things that he's, you know, regretted in his life. And I'm not like, oh my God, you're toxic, bye. You know, because
get out of here.
Because his history has shown me he's not that person anymore. Just like your friend, her history with that guy is he's not that guy.
Yeah.
So therefore she can move forward in that manner.
Yeah.
But I do also want to have all the clues. I want to be like, give me the clue. I'll add it to the map. It doesn't, it can just live there. It doesn't need to do anything else but stay on the map. I use it as a piece of information. But then I also.
We use it for 5 years later. I'm like, remember when you told me? And well, they're like, shit.
For me, it's not even really ammunition, but I get what you're saying. You're like, don't give it to the wrong person.
Remember that one time?
They're like, no! You're all never forget. It's on the Blue's Clues map.
Going through all the memories.
Yeah, you're all.
You promised me.
Flipping through the journal.
Dear Diary. October 5th, 2019, at approximately 6 o'clock, you told me. And they're like, shit.
Like, no. I mean, I'm not. It's not that I'm so unforgiving. It's just that certain things to me speak more volumes about who you are.
Yeah.
And it's not really about the thing that happened or necessarily the thing you did.
Mm-hmm.
It's the facts around it.
Yeah.
So for me, those things speak louder than like stupid, oh, here's a gift for you. I bought you this piece of jewelry. You know, it's like, no, show me who you are.
Yeah.
Don't
buy me shit.
Yeah. Don't present who you are. Show me who you are.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So.
Buying expensive purses because you don't know any better.
I don't know anybody like that.
I still need to sell that thing. The one that Aunt Meryl was like.
She wanted to see pictures of it.
She wanted?
She, or she hasn't seen pictures. She needs to send her pictures.
Okay, I'll send her pictures.
Yeah, but she was interested.
Yeah, it's a
so
Michael Kors. It's nice.
We'll send her the pictures.
Deep, deep, deep. Yeah, never wanted it. Here we are.
I haven't decided if I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you. You cannot have it.
You cannot.
If Meryl gives it to you, I'm going to snatch it right back.
She needs no more. Is cut off. My new role is.
It's too big. It's too big for you. It's not like small, tiny.
I will present this. I do need a work bag to take all my shit to Dallas when I go to Dallas.
I mean, it's a giant tote. Like it's.
Is it canvas?
No, it's leather.
Okay.
It's Michael Kors. It's leather. Girl,
don't be a fucking dirty skank.
It's like, it's originally was like $400, $500.
All right, let's
it's
see big. It. I'll decide.
She doesn't even care. She's like, I'm just gonna nap.
She's like, I'll just be here. You guys can come get me later. She slept downstairs by herself the entire night, other night.
She's like, I don't need you. I'm a big girl.
I was like all worried. I'm like, are you okay? Like came downstairs.
Did I ever send you this?
Let me see.
The feet sandals.
Oh, God. Those are disgusting.
Oh, here it is. It's like a big.
Yeah. It's got the tags on it and everything.
Well, that's the tags for it. I took, you took the box. Tags off.
Okay. Look at you.
The box is a little torn up from moving, but.
Okay.
But it's like a limited edition. I don't know why the fuck he ever bought it for me. But
Matt bought it for you?
Yep.
Oh. He's like, I'll shower you with gifts. It'll make you to not look at the other things that are happening.
Yeah. And so, and this is part of like the little nuggets I got where I found out things were going on. I had found a Coach purse, a black Coach purse in his trunk the one day.
Ooh, it's a cute one too.
And I was like, oh, I was like, I wonder if he got me a purse, this, and this. And then the purse disappeared.
And he never.
And I think he ended up, and I was like, this is so weird. So I think he had given it to her.
I love that you took a photo of it, by the
way. Of course I did. I took a photo of everything. The cards, while we were together, the cards that he was buying her, that or the cards that she was giving him, I would take them. They're all at my, they're at work right now in my desk.
Why?
Like birthday cards, holiday cards. I would take them from him because he would try to hide them from me in his truck. I would take the cards.
The blank ones.
No, she would give him like birthday cards and write like, I love you. La, la, la. I would steal them from him and I'd take them to my work and I'd keep them at work.
Why do you keep them at work?
Because I didn't want him to know that I took them. I didn't want him to find them.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, of course I do. Because I took them there and that's just where they died. So the wasteland of cards.
I feel like we need to have a burning party and you should bring them and we should burn them.
We could.
Ooh, okay.
But that's what I would do. The things that I didn't want him to know that I took, he'd be like, man, I can't find it. Because here's what happened. Uh-huh. So like, because I'm vindictive like that, right? This is the vindictive, you know, this is the villain part of
me. The silent villain.
Okay.
Silent
assassin. The best part about catching people at their own bullshit is if you do it just right, they can't question you about it. Because by questioning means they're admitting it.
Sure, they're admitting
to you their wrongs and they don't want to get caught, right? So you have to do things a certain way where they're like, oh shit. Did I misplace it? Did she find it? Like, did she throw it away? But they can't ask you about it.
Right.
But you know.
Yeah.
Because you fucking took it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did that with a ton of things. Ton of things. And of course, he couldn't fucking ask. And none of these things were for me or whatever. But he couldn't ask me about it.
That Coach purse is way cuter than the Michael Kors purse, by the way.
I know.
It's cuter.
I just keep using this.
Yeah, that's fine.
He bought this one for me a long time ago, too. Okay. And I'm just running this bitch into the ground. Actually, the handles are the one thing that I wish I could get. I wonder if they do, like, replacements.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah, you probably could.
But this is still in decent shape.
Yeah.
This is probably 10 years old.
Those are the best. Is that the PVC coated, or is it the...
I don't know. I think it's real leather.
Is it leather?
Okay. It's official.
It's official.
It's official.
Well, I have that backpack that's PVC coated, and that fucker lasts forever.
I don't know if it's PVC coated.
Good stuff.
But it's better than the leather. It's simple. Yeah, it's actually not too big.
It goes with everything.
And it holds all my snacks.
I bet you they do have replacement straps. I think there's a Michael Kors accessories
because it is just separate. So
yeah. You just pop them
off. I probably could go to one of their stores. I mean, it holds my iPad. Holds grapefruits.
Is that one of ours?
Yeah.
Were they any good?
Yeah.
Oh,
they actually were really good.
Okay, good.
Oh, my mom wants to know what kind of grapefruit are they? I don't know.
Ruby reds. I would have to look up like the for real.
Ruby reds. Okay, because I told her, I was like, well, they're kind of pinkish.
Yeah, they're ruby reds.
And they're not real bitter.
No.
So I was like, I peeled it open and I ate it like an orange. So,
yeah.
Like,
they're ruby reds, but I forget the like
mix.
Because they have like ruby reds Jamaica, ruby reds, you know, so I don't know.
I'll tell her. Because she was wondering. I have one at work in the refrigerator left. Good. I brought this one in here. You know me. I'm always carrying snacks.
Carrying snacks. I'm glad.
If I don't stop at the gas station for snacks as well. That gas station is like, man, I love it.
The one?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's my favorite. And the guys at work, they're always like super friendly. I'm going to know their names sooner or later.
You're right.
What's up, Joe?
I was going to say Joe.
Just here for my snacks.
That's so funny. Okay, so now we actually have to talk about our topic. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I should invite him over to do a burning party with your shit.
Yeah, we could.
And be like, bring your shit you want to burn.
Yeah, we're going to burn some things together.
Yeah, relationship burnage. Let's do it. And then see what
Works
he says.
The best place to hide things you don't want people to know that you've taken.
And then he'll be like, oh, I can't. We're back together.
I'll burn him then.
We're going to throw you in the barrel. Grow up, boy.
Get in there.
Get in there.
I hope you
do. Stop thinking with your dick. I'm making assumptions all over the place.
I know.
And I can't help myself.
You're very dry. See, I think you need I think you need a reality TV purge. Watch something else. Watch something with violence, destruction, action.
You know what I mean?
You need
watching?
To purge your mind from all this reality TV because it's filtering into like, because I thought about that after, because hold on, two episodes ago, we talked about how we can't really talk about what's going on next door.
Yeah.
But you're so engulfed in like the gossip and the drama. You're like, I have to talk about it.
Because.
And it's not even your drama to talk about just yet.
No,
but we know he wants to talk about it. But it's because you're watching the reality TVs bleeding your brain.
The reason why.
And you're here in front of your computer all the time.
No.
Just interacting with Scott. And you need human interaction.
As if I fucking choose it. Okay, well, I don't disagree with you in there. But this is a very salacious story. The shit that has happened is very like, what in whose world? General Hospital could never, okay?
Because it was all scripted.
Right. But I mean, they couldn't even write a script that was so... Like,
because they're not Chandra
this
Rhimes.
Shit up. Right. Well, even Chandra. Chandra ain't got nothing on this shit, okay? This is beyond. And that shit is fake.
Yeah.
So for me, the fact that this is happening and it's real, I'm like, who, what, in my neighborhood?
I feel like this is just another day in shocking. Hollywood to
it's,
me.
No. See, this is very shocking to me because this is real life. This is not a TV reality drama. This is real life.
Well, but I mean, it is reality TV, though.
No. This.
Oh,
it's real life.
Yeah. No, this is real life.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why that I'm so engulfed in.
Local
it.
Drama.
Local drama actually happening in real world.
Yeah,
time.
I know.
So that's why that. And two, because I care about what happens to him. Because
we
so,
couldn't do anything with the last one. That's
right.
Just a dumpster fire.
Yes.
We just pushed that bitch out into the ocean.
Yeah,
we're like, all right.
Bye, bitch. Bye. Burial at sea. Fuck off.
Basically.
Because I have the opportunity to like... kind of under our wing, both Scotty and I, like, take him in and, you know, really try to...
You're like, I've been watching Bravo. I know how to do this.
I know how to handle this.
I've been training all these years.
Look at my resume. It's 5 pages.
Between Real Housewives and Banner Pops, I got you. I know what to do.
So that's why I'm invested in that.
I know.
This
will come... It'll boil. Let's let it boil. Just keep the wooden spoon on top. Let it boil.
The problem is I'm watching the water come up and
you're becoming the like Karen next door that's
I
heard a
yes.
car door.
Yes, 100%.
Back away from
okay,
the,
so that
calm
part,
down.
That,
just calm down. Next thing I know, you're going to be texting me going, I had Scott install a camera outside so we could watch for him.
Okay, I am admitting
we're
to
gonna
you.
We're going to need to have an intervention.
No. Here, I'll intervene myself right now.
Okay.
The problem that I'm having currently with that is that, not number one, I'm worried. I'm like, oh boy, slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Two, yes, I'm very lonely in this house.
I know.
I recognize.
Why do you think I'm here every week?
Girl, why do you think I fucking do this stupid fucking show? It's not because I want to do this show. I'm worried about you.
I'm worried about your mental health. I'm here for you.
When Scott says things like, you should get out more, it's good for you to see people. It's like encouraging.
As you're kayaking, you're like, people.
Yeah. No, but I recognize that. I recognize that.
Good.
I see the chaos.
So we haven't lost you yet.
No. But I also am like... I'm here 24/7.
I know.
If it was me coming home from work, fucking sure shit, I'd be
scoping
that.
You are the neighborhood nosy without realizing it.
Because I'm fucking here all the time.
It's fine, though.
And you see the things that go on, and you're like, what? If you weren't here, you wouldn't fucking care.
Yeah.
But because I'm here, I'm like, oh, like, I have
eyeballs.
You're
like, Janet took her trash out 3 minutes early. What is she thinking?
I knew it.
Lots of paper still sitting out there.
Oh, don't think I don't walk by everyone's house and judge the amount of weeds in their yards and shit. I can't help it.
I know.
Okay? I am who I am. My eyes and my, like, I can't focus on anything else because here I am. This is what's happening.
And but then Bravo is just feeding the fire. You're like, give me more.
No. Like I said, I would not care as much. Because now we're just getting to the satisfying part. Today, I was like, okay. I was satiated because we got to see some accountability. We got to see some of...
There was loud noises. I noticed that in the...
Clang, clang, clang.
Loud noises.
There was some amount of him getting the shit back, which we have not seen to this point.
Which is good.
No sense of accountability. No sense of like him getting any little bit of shit. Mm-hmm. Until today.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I feel satiated about that a little bit. Like, he got his shit. She got to say what she got to say. They got to say whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel less like, because I'm satisfied with now that certain things have been said.
Yeah.
And that he's heard them.
Yeah.
that's why that has been so manic. But I'm not trying not to get overly upset and invested because I know now, real time, everything is on the up for the people that were wronged.
And also, whatever happens in their lives has no effect. Yeah. Yeah. So who cares? Let them burn.
No.
It's sad.
And I'm happy for the people that are doing well and, you know, whatever. So, yes, I recognize that. But I also cannot do anything about the situation of I am here all the time. So
you need some hobbies that don't involve glue guns.
Girl, I do.
Bejazzling.
I go outside. Yesterday, I went outside for like 2 hours.
I went to the end of the driveway and I came back. I went outside.
What are you supposed to do?
You drive places and go see things.
Like what?
Whatever your heart desires.
By myself?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
don't be scared to do things alone now.
But it's like
by myself?
No, but it's like,
that's so scary.
But it's like a weeknight. I'm like, what are we going to do on a Tuesday? Like,
whatever you want.
After I feed Norm and I get him all squared away and I feed Chloe and I get her all squared away and I do whatever, like puttering around the house.
It's time to go to bed.
Yes. I mean, it's like watch a few hours of TV and then it's done. Like, I never went out on weeknights before anyways.
Oh, man.
So that's why I've been trying to like put myself out more. Last weekend, I did not have to leave the premises.
You know, on Bumble, they have an option to meet friends. Like, it's a different section.
I don't.
You could get a Bumble account to make girlfriends.
No.
Get you meet up to be like, yeah, let's go do fun things.
It's not that I'm actively turning down offers and be like, you're like,
guess what? She also loves the glues. She seashells to picture frames.
It's a match made in heaven. Listen, last weekend, I did not have to leave this house. I did not have to.
Okay.
But I was like, nope, I'm going to go. I'm going to do things and be in public.
Interact
with people. And so I did. Like, I went and did things and did all the stuff. It's not that I'm totally inept. It's just, you know, you go from one extreme to the other. You go from hating the people that you work with, except for one guy, and then...
Current situation.
Right. Well, no. Well, kind of, no. But like...
Yeah. No, for me.
For you. Yes. So you go from that to like having to deal and be in the shit.
Yeah.
And then COVID happens and you're like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to do shit with these people. I don't have to worry about Janet from accounting, you know, what's going on,
Janet.
You know, I don't have to do any of that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. So yes, have I overcorrected? Probably. But at the same time,
we gotta bring you back on course.
But at the same time, I'm like,
we've all gone hiking and you're off looking at the wildflowers and we're like, girl, come back. There's poison ivy over there. Get back on the trail. And you're like, bye bye.
I don't need it. Bye. I'm trying to get out there more, like, purposely, like, shove myself out into the world.
Yeah.
Just to interact. Even if it's simple as, like, going to the grocery store and, like, going, you know.
To buy more broccoli.
Right. So I do that.
Okay.
I was fully intending before I found out today that there was more broccoli. I was like, tomorrow, my ass is going to the grocery store. And
is there
not
anything else you need at the grocery store?
Yeah, I need a couple other things.
Okay. Well, so you can still make
a trip.
I
can still go.
Okay, good. Let's not cancel this trip. Like... There isn't like, oh, Scott said there's broccoli downstairs. Now I don't have to go. No. There's probably still things you need. So go to the grocery store.
Just go anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I go to Target sometimes with the intent to buy something. And I just literally walk around for hours.
Okay. So if I were closer to those types of establishments, I would absolutely do that. It takes a little bit of effort to like go somewhere for me because of the little island that we're on here.
Yeah.
Now, I do have the times when I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to drive down to Home Goods just to dick around. Yeah. And I do. And so like I'll, you know, whatever. I don't have anything I need. I just go down there and like dick around because I like that store and it's close enough.
Yeah.
Whatever. I do try to do those things. It's not that I'm like, never. But I do recognize that it's becoming a bit of a problem.
When your husband's like, you know, it's okay to interact with other people, and you're all, no, people.
When I went out, I think I told you when I went.
He's
to like
getting prepared. He's like, all right, now remember, you have to be nice to them.
I'm all. Well, like when I went to like one of the first things after I had been working from home remotely for like a good 6 months, mm-hmm. I would never leave the house because I was so happy to work from home 100% of the time. I was like, yes, like it's like getting out of a comfortable bed, right? Yeah. Like, no, why do I need to leave?
Yeah.
After that, when I had like my first teaching gig
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
and I went with him and I was just like, support. I just was moral there to support. Moral support. I didn't have to work.
His support human.
And I was like looking around at like everybody and I told Scott, I was like, yeah, I'm fine being the friend of basically. I remember that conversation. I'm fine being a supporting actress. I don't need to be the best actress. I don't need to be the number one.
The main character. I'm no, good being a supporting
role. That's right. Exactly. And he's all, he's like,
He's like, I can't carry every episode in every season. I'm going to need you to take a couple, okay? Yeah,
he's all, I think you need to get out. Oh, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking
about. See, I choose to not people because I have to people so much during the day.
Right.
So when I get home, I'm like, thank fucking
right,
God.
Right, which I fully understand.
I'm all, I've done so much people. Like, I've had to be nice all day. And right. I'm like, that's so painful sometimes. Well, I'm like,
yeah. And it's hard to leave a comfortable environment that you are in with two very cute puppies who love you unconditionally.
Yeah.
Why would I like, as far as I'm concerned.
You could take Coco on rides with you and she could go
with
you.
Oh, she did go with me the other day.
Yeah.
So I had to go
pick her. You could take her into Home Goods and just put her in the cart and then you guys could shop together.
That'd be fucking adorable. You could. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
So I did take her into town with me the other day because I had to pick up mom. That's when I texted you and I was like, I'm here. And you're like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'm all, okay. I don't see you.
So I had to pick her up and take her back to her house. So I took Coco with me because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, let's go, Coco. And she was like, yeah. She like windows down.
We're leaving the house. Whee! Yay. She's like the little pig with the pinwheel.
Yeah. She's like, mom's leaving the cave for once. But, like, I try to go out in the mornings, and Norm and I go for our little morning walks. And mm-hmm. So we try to get, like, outdoor nature time, too. Try to offset when I can't, like, go somewhere.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, I recognize cognizant, self-aware. But I also am sort of like, this bed's super comfortable. I don't need to leave it either.
Baby steps. We'll get you there. You're all, do I have to leave my house for that?
Yeah. I don't want to people.
Actually, yes.
When I've peopled in the past, it's not going well. Really?